That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the trembling in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They had not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits, and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for joining me. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for doing that. And I really encourage you to take care of this temple. And we are offering an incredible benefit to you. Tim Sheff, who's with me every week through CGR Wellness, 40 years as a naturopathic practitioner. He is offering a free health assessment to start your new year. A free. It's an $80 value. Okay. All you need to do to get signed up is my email address, PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and we'll get you an appointment. This will start in January. Only 40 people. We're going to give the first 40 people to respond. 40 to respond are going to get a free health assessment personalized for you. You can do whatever you would like to do. It's not about trying to sell you product. It's about saying here's what the health assessment says. Here are ways you can improve your health. Look, if you're not taking care of this, you can't do anything about any of the other stuff that we're talking about. Honestly, you can't. That's why the health, I am a health, what, a fiend, if you will. If I had not been taking and monitoring my health because of the collapse of my endocrine system starting back in 2004, there's no way I survived the accident that I was in. No way I survive it without naturopathic supplements. Your body needs these things. And you can get a free health assessment by going to Pastor Greg at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Put free health assessment and we will get you an appointment with Tim. We'll get you the assessment documentation that you need to fill out so he can go over it with you and get you started on a healthier 2023. All right. Very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. And, he is a mighty man of God. I've had the pleasure of meeting he and his wife in person. They also sponsored one of our wells in India, for which I'm very grateful, as are nearly 3,000 people that are now getting fresh water every single day. StopHate.com, BloodyHill.com, and my dear friend, David Sumrall. David, welcome. Good to have you.
It is always good to see you, brother. I mean that from the very bottom of my heart, man. It's great to see you this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to be with us this morning. I want to begin by reading something that I have shared with a private group, and then I went ahead and published it publicly. But I want to share this because the question comes up, you know, what do believers do? How are we supposed to be interacting? You know, are we operating for God or against God, or where are believers in the midst of all of this? And I note by, you know, the scene behind you, this is what a cell looks like that the J6 defendants are in. Many of them still uncharged, no charges, having been held almost 2 years. Romans 13, in the United States, is us. We the people are the government and the sovereigns. Our founders were challenged by the preachers to answer the question, who is your king? Is it George or Jesus? They chose Jesus. George declared himself to be a form of deity. The founders looked back at 1 Samuel 8 and 9 and the warning of God and took heed. And it's why we are a representative republic and not a parliamentary democracy. When the tyrants rise up, as they have, we're not fighting against God, but rather for him. Part of our mistake is disconnecting the Declaration of Independence from the Constitution. It can't be done and still have what was and is intended for America. This national theme is reflected in the constitutions of the 13 original colonies. Each one required their representatives to be professing believers and followers of the Bible. That's our foundation. Jesus Christ is our rock. And he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords and the one whom we follow. I am a Christian first. And I live in a Christian nation to which I am a patriot, defending that Christian foundation. And this Respect for Marriage Act that was passed last night, you're going to hear a lot of bombastic conversation about this, a lot of pundits pontificating about this particular issue. But where have they been for the last 25 years? Where was the pontification when they were running dildo races and condom races in grammar schools? Where was the pontification when they were putting in books called And Tango Makes Three about male penguins adopting little baby penguins and raising them in their nice little happy family? Where were they then? I'll tell you where they were. For the last 11 years, they were telling Pastor Greg, shh, 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 don't talk about that. Pastors' organizations right here in the Hill Country who wouldn't invite me to join, wouldn't allow me to be a part of their group because, God forbid, I should talk about the sodomization and the transition of 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds in our schools. And now it's come home to roost. Their blood is on your hands, those who stood and told me to be silent. God was watching. David?
Ooh, I tell you, I think the definition of lukewarm in the Bible is those that stand with their cell phone and video from the side and those who don't get involved and those who don't say something. I think that's what lukewarm represents these days, you know, and man, you see the background behind me. It's a jail cell. You know, 2 years later, these guys are still sitting in jail. They hadn't been to trial yet. They may have charges filed against them, but what happened to innocent until proven guilty? What happened to bail? What happened to bond? And they trick these guys into saying no speedy trial so that you can have a chance because you know you didn't do anything wrong. And then they drag them into deep water and try to drown them. They torture their families. They torture these people. It's not a good situation that, you know, man, I've had the hardest time the last couple of weeks. People aren't supporting. I'm sorry. They're just not, you know, the same ones that have do. And it's not like we're adding our numbers. These people, we started selling this book, you know, a week ago. I think we've sold, you know, like 500 copies. You know, we should have done that in the first hour, you know, in the first day.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgustingly sad that, you know, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers, you're not going to get involved till your kid gets hit by a drunk. I'm sorry. And here we are. The government's going to take you away. Your next destination will be a train car because you spoke out against the government and you don't believe me. And that's okay. I'm sorry. You should have, because
yeah,
we haven't been wrong about the direction that we're going. Well, and it's not that we want to be the fear and gloom and doom guys at right. all, because we don't. We can fix this. We can change it. But that's going to take the action that people aren't giving. So we're going to get what we deserve, guys.
Yeah. Well, look at what's happening, you know, the revelations. I mean, I'm glad for Elon Musk coming into Twitter and exposing what's going on there. Look, Elon Musk is not a savior. He's not going to save the world. But let me tell you something else. Donald John Trump is not going to save the world either. Okay.
No.
If we keep putting our faith, and I'm not speaking out against President Trump. I'm not speaking out against Elon Musk, but folks, it's the same question our founders were asked. Who is going to be the king of your life? There's only one king that can lead us out of this darkness that we are in right now. And make no mistake, this is why I'm saying about the pontification. You want to talk about prayer and the Bible taken out of school. And everybody wants to point to the early 1960s, David. Guess what? Let me tell you something. Prayer and the Bible were taken out of school in about 1925. What do you mean? I prayed in school. In 1925, at the Scopes trial, they embarrassed Christianity because the man that they put on the stand couldn't recall. Sound familiar? He couldn't recall. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, and I will say to them, I never knew you. And some of the biggest names in ministry now suggest, well, you know, you can have the Bible and evolution too. No, you can't. You either have a creator, a God, who is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that you can think or ask, or you don't. And if you don't, then put your faith in men and see where that leads you. The scene behind David, they're holding the spot for you.
Yeah.
Telling you.
And hey, we could easily switch this with a hospital background if you want to go to that final destination. Yeah. But listen, the faith and the trust that people put in man, that is our downfall. That is what happened with our government, with our elections. And I've said it before, it's not to down Trump. But if we'd have put as much effort in Jesus as we did in Trump, just for that little period of time that he was in office, not only the country would be a different place, but the world would be. We know Amen. What happens when we minister to others.
We'll take a quick break, back right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use, or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clearer. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I want to get into some subject matter here as it relates to what's going on this trial with Jeremy Brown. I know that you follow, these things. I know that you're staying in tune with what's going on and getting information coming to you and so on. Talk to me about Jeremy Brown and what's going on with this trial that he's involved in Florida right now.
Yeah, so Jeremy Brown's case, if you remember, he's the one that the FBI came to and tried to recruit him to look on, you know, to spy basically for them on these Trump supporters. He said no and let bygones be bygones until he saw the January 6th setup. I mean, and saw what happened. He said, you know, I've got to drop this video. They tried to recruit me for this. And so they have a special kind of beef with him. And from that point forward, it's really not much different than most of the other cases. They don't want the real evidence to get to court. They don't want the real story to get out. So they do everything they can to suppress it. But the thing that strikes me the most, you know, he was running for office from within the prison and he got some decent numbers. I mean, he didn't win. He didn't probably come close to winning, but he got some good numbers, got a lot of awareness. And about a week ago, I guess they had a rally there for him. And I mean, we've all pushed the public, you know, the publicity for it. We've all tried to say, hey, go and support and show. And this is Florida, guys. Florida. You know, you'd think you'd get at least 400 or 500 people out there, maybe 1,000 or whatever. I think they had 4 or 5 people. You know, now guys, you not only is that a buzzkill for the people that showed up to do, I mean, you've got as many media and reporters as you do people that showed up for this rally.
Right.
How interested are you? How involved are you? How engaged are you to take an hour out of your day and go down to a rally for somebody that's been in jail for 2 years for exposing a government plot to put you all in prison somewhat?
Right.
I mean, that's just basically where we are and nobody cares. And that's
well,
where
is
everybody,
it, yeah,
everybody.
It, is it, it, well, here's the thing. I think just to, you know, look at it from maybe a little different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Even if, and I hear you, even if it's fear and you may be afraid, and I get that. I understand that. Listen, with the ESG things that are going on, I've had some conversations with individuals. We've talked about it a bit on the program. The environmental, social, and governance, you know, scoring system and so on that all these corporations are being pigeonholed into by government, okay, manipulated into. You've got senators and congressmen, and we say, why are they voting like that? Why are they moving in that direction? Look, they're moving in that direction because at some point they're not going to be in office. They're honestly not trying to make politics a career. But now when they are recruited or they are talking to somebody about the next step in life, the job they're going to get, where are they going to go to work? They're going to go to work for a company that is a part that is doing public business. And the public business requires that they meet these ESG scores. And if their votes don't align, they won't get a job. This is how, I mean, and I'm not judging the right and the wrong. What I'm telling you folks is how deep this is. You want to talk deep state. This is where the waters go deep. And we, the people, have to change the direction of our money. We have to change the direction and our patterns. And we have to make our voices heard, not just in the political realm, not just showing up at these rallies, but what we watch and how we act. Are our kids in public school, private school, homeschool? What are we doing with the next generation? Are we making our voices heard at the local level? Are we showing up at city council meetings to make sure that they're not doing something we don't want done in our city before it's too late? County commissioners meetings, school board meetings, talking to our state representatives, making sure our governor knows that we're not happy with the direction that things are going. Look, these are all things that we the people, Benjamin Franklin said it best. He was asked when he came out, what do we have? What do we have? A republic, if you can keep it. We have been, and I'm guilty of it. I'm not saying I'm not, I am as guilty as everybody else of it, in that I lived probably half my life uninvolved and disengaged and not really. I voted. I started voting when I was 18. I would show up every 2 years and I would go to the polls and I would study the whatevers and I would vote. And maybe occasionally I'd have some conversations in the coffee shop. And I might show up for something, or I might make a little $10 donation. But I didn't try to save my republic. I didn't understand the forces that were truly at work trying to destroy my republic. Even having served in the Air Force. We're going to take a quick break. But I'm just telling you, I'm being honest with you. I get it. But now we're in fear and we can't let fear win.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbal. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Okay, so Jeremy ran a congressional campaign out of the jail cell. Mm-hmm. Jeremy was recruited by the FBI, and you were talking about, he comes out and he says, hey, this is what they did. He was hearing all the lies that were being perpetrated about J6ers, and he said, wait a minute, let me validate. He heard, you know, the Epic Times come out, right? And say, wait a minute, here's 100, you know, unknowns.
Yeah.
And he heard all, and he said, you know, wait a minute, these guys aren't as unknown as you think. You know, he heard guys like Bobby Powell, who has video showing the guy that actually busted the window to begin with, that is then arrested. The D.C. Capitol Police surround the window, and then an order comes down, hey, let the guy go and leave the area. And then another guy comes in behind that and pulls the window out and breaks it. And then a guy with a flag steps up and he attacks him, and that becomes the focal point. But there was a guy before all of that that actually did do the breaking, that actually was put in custody temporarily and then released. And it turns out that that guy was absolutely working for the FBI.
Yeah, we're seeing more and more of that, brother. And we've seen multiple videos. Guys will walk by and bust the window over by the other doors. You know, I can show you the video, and he breaks it and then walks on down. He just weakens it. He, you know, cracks the structure so that it makes it easier for them. And it encourages people and literally hits it, breaks it, pulls back out of the crowd and walks out of sight. You don't just do these things unless you, you know, and those tactical gloves and all that stuff that
right.
The hard knuckles and all these guys were. You know, hired by somebody to do these things.
And so as I understand it, David, Jeremy comes forward and presents his video. Now this is, ladies and gentlemen, this is before he hasn't been arrested.
Nope.
He hasn't been charged at this point. Nothing has happened. He was there. He was there on the 6th of January, just
providing
like so many other people.
Providing security, watching the things.
Yep.
That's right.
Providing security, trying to keep things safe, trying to work with the authorities that were there and helping them and supporting them and so on. Didn't breach the Capitol, was on the grounds outside working on perimeter security. And when he sees the lies, he says, wait a minute, here's what happened, here's what's really going on, there is an operation at work here, and I have evidence to expose it, and then what happens?
Yeah, he says, I have this ring cam video that the world needs to see. This is a psyop. These guys are trying to recruit people. They set this up. This is one of those, quote, false flag things or whatever it is. People need to know. And that's when the government came and arrested him and threw him in jail and said, you can't do that. You can't tell people what we did. You can't rat us out. And I think that was really a major point. You know, Coy Griffin had his trial first, and we were speaking the other day, and you know, one of the things in his case, he had a policeman on the stand, and he got the officer to say, the doors over there on the side we left open to lure the people in. Now, that sounds like the same thing they're saying with Jeremy Brown. We're going to go and watch these people. You help us and all that. And he said no and videoed it. Same thing with Coy. Well, we're getting this from everybody now. We see Stephen D'Antuono, the FBI field director, that was over January 6th, recently moved to D.C. for January 6th from Michigan, the Whitmer deal. Stephen D'Antuono was over that. Then they moved him to D.C. Now, all of a sudden, since he's one of the nine people they want to question, he retired yesterday. He put out an article that said, I retired yesterday. You don't just retire yesterday. You put in your notice, and you do a big presser, and you, hey, he's retired. Why would you retire after you waited all your career to get to the top position at D.C., and then, okay, I'm done. So there's so much going on. So many people, and I don't know, man. I was saying the other day, and I don't want to scare people or make people too angry that are good people, but the bad people, I don't really mind if they get mad. There's this word called treason, and I didn't make the word up, and I certainly didn't make the definition. All this stuff was found out long before I was born. I wasn't even here yet. So they worked all that out. What treason is, what treason means, what treason does. So if you get stuck with that little treason thing in your charges, don't come complaining and cry, oh, he said a bad, scary, mean word. Cause I don't care. I don't care. What these people are doing to our country is treason, my brother. And there's a harsh penalty for that. And I don't hope that it's carried out. I believe it's necessary to carry out because there has to be consequences. Look, we went 4 years of thinking Hillary was finally going to get locked up for all the crimes that she's committed, and she wasn't. And then you have people like Jeremy Brown that have evidence on video and bring it to the world,
right,
and put himself in harm's way. That's hero stuff right there. That's founding father material right there. Jeremy Brown deserves to be in office. He belongs in office. And I have this idea for a J6 super PAC that will back any J6er that wants to run for office and take the job from the criminal politician that held them in their condition so that any J6er has the support and the backing. And I don't believe we need to stay in those little bubbles. They give us the lesser of two evil choices every time with our politicians, with our yep. vote. They give us bubbles to choose from.
Yep.
How about the power of the pen? How about we go and write a name in? How about you go to the J6 website, print off the people in your district that are J6ers that deserve lifetime pension and benefits and retirement for the pain and suffering and the rebuilding and the leadership and the courage and the determination and their love for their country. They should be in the chairs of the people that threw them in jail.
Yeah.
And I think we can do that. And you write the names, you go to the website, you print it out so you know how to spell it, you write it in. Then you go back to the website and say, hey, I voted. Here's the count. If it doesn't match what the county says, we have an issue and we need to dig this open right now. We say we have 25,000 registered voters. You say we only got 10. Big issue. And we need to start doing it ourselves and take it away. It doesn't have to be violent. It doesn't have to cost a penny. If we do this, we don't have to do the debates and the 100,000 signatures and the $50,000. None of that. We just take our country back. Write the names in. Choose. That's how you ordain someone. That's how you put someone in that position. You don't have to play these political games. They are deciding who ends up on the ballot in the first place.
Yep.
They would never let someone like me or you get any further than to make a showing. And then we know our RNC is going to say, that's not the good candidates over there. They may be able to win those little seats, but we don't care. We're going to put all this money in this guy over here. Even though we know he's not going to win, we're trying to prove a point. No, you're laundering money. That's all it is, all these special interests and donors. Where are those donors when it comes to J6? That's how you know it's a scam, bro. Because if they were in it for the right reasons and they were doing things to help America and help the RNC, then they would surely be helping these prisoners, right? But they're not. That's what's sad. That's what's sad. These people fought. They are dying for the country. I mean, there is no more higher honor than the people that died that day, for sure. The four victims of the police murders, for sure. But these people suffering for 2 years in jail for us, and we're worried about this last election. We still have people in jail from 2 years ago. People need to wake up, coming to a town near you real soon.
And we're reading about it.
Oh, it's everywhere.
We're reading about it. I mean, this is one of the things I mentioned it last half hour. This is one of the things that Elon Musk is revealing regarding what Twitter has done.
Let me say real quick. Mm-hmm. He put a poll out the other day and he said, should Assange and Snowden be pardoned? Dude, that's a great way to start that conversation, because just like General Flynn, Tamerlee and Pasquale Scopolitti, and I and Josh Macias, we worked to develop the pardon of innocence for General Flynn. I believe that's what the January Sixers need, is a pardon of innocence to say that they never did anything wrong. They were lured in. It wasn't their fault. Then the reparations need to come from the politicians that did this. They need to have their assets seized. They can't use them in prison or if they get the treason penalty. So we need to seize all these politicians' fortunes that they amassed as a what, public figure? I still don't know how Maxine Waters has a $4 million house with a state job. But anyway, we take all that back and we redistribute that amongst the J6ers first. I believe that FTX money needs to go to the J6 legal funds. I believe that now that the House has it, they should send every J6er back to their respective states so they know that they get visitation and fair treatment until we get them their freedom, which should really happen immediately. And they could figure this out from home. You know, they could be on home detention or something if they really need.
You know what? I was going to say something about that earlier. You know, look at all these cities and the DAs that are doing this cashless bail.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
you got real criminals, some of which that are committing even violent acts, minor assaults and things of that nature, and yet they are getting a cashless bail. They go in. I look at the guy in Washington who ran over those people. Now he was just sentenced to sequential life sentences. But he was out that night because he was given a cashless bail after having attempted, he'd already, with the same vehicle, run over his girlfriend and attempted to kill her. He was out on bail on charges of having used a vehicle to try to assault someone when he ran through the parade and ran over all those people with all that hate that he'd already said, I'm going after people because of what? The color of their skin. Back after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. you can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please, call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product is called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. You know, let me just tell you, this is a grind. I've been doing this show for 11 years. And when God called me to do this show, he gave me three kind of ground level topics to address. Islam, the homosexual agenda, and secular humanism. Nothing heavy duty. Nothing controversial. Minor little stuff, you know? Little hiccup kind of stuff. Flea on the back of a rhino's bottom. No. No, those are major, major issues. When I got started, not long after I got started, was the events that happened up in Garland. The whole Pam Geller thing and that whole situation that happened up in Garland, Texas and terrorists and in New Jersey, bodies being found in the backs of vehicles that Islamists were driving. Oklahoma, where the guy used a dull knife to cut the head off of one of his fellow workers at a plant there in Oklahoma. I was a part of ALAC, which was the law that we passed finally here in Texas to make sure that Sharia law didn't come in, because Texas was the first state that had Sharia courts. First one in the nation. I don't hate Muslims, but America is not going to be an Islamic state. Period. I started talking about the LGBTQ, telling people, go read The Overhauling of Straight America. Go read it. Go read the documents. We don't want to talk about that. That's not coming to Texas. That'll never be here. Did you know that Kerrville, Texas, little tiny Kerrville, had the first P-flag group in the country? It was one of the first ones, and it was sponsored by the pastor, the retired pastor of the United Methodist Church in Kerrville. Well, what's a P-flag group? Parents for Lesbians and Gays. That's what it is. Supporting the lesbian and gay lifestyle for high school kids. Instead of reaching out to them and going deep and finding out what are the challenges, where are they at, why are they seeing themselves in a way that God does not see them, because he sees them not judging, but loving, but see, they drift because they need, and then secular humanism, which is everything, which is everything. Everything we're talking about is happening because our education system has embraced secular humanism. So it's heavy duty. And so what do? I pray. I get into God's presence. And then I tune out. I get done and I am done. And I take my mental and emotional breaks and I turn it all off. I turn it all off, because we have to. We absolutely have to. And I try to take care of my body every day. I take my bag of naturals, all naturals, and my vitamins, and I feed my body. Otherwise, I don't make it. So I encourage you all to do the same. Please. Because we need each other. We need each other. And one last plug, David, if you don't mind. Monday, 36,000 people watched this program that I know of. 36,000 on Monday. If 10% would buy me a cup of coffee, 10%, $5. That's $18,000. Folks, that's more money than I've taken in the last 4 months. That's more than we've taken in the last 4 months combined. Think about that. And we're supporting 550 churches in India, a Bible school, an orphanage, 3 sewing schools for widows, and this radio program and TV. I need your help. I really, really do. Okay, David, you got a book that will help support what you're doing at StopHate.com. And I know you're going to send me a copy.
I am.
And I'm appreciative of that. But we need folks to get that book. So show it Well, tell us where to get it.
Let me say real quick, this does not support StopHate.com. StopHate.com does not make one thin dime off of this book. This book, 100% of the proceeds go to prisoners after the book cost, the shipping and handling, and that's it. Then the proceeds, the profit after that, we have not found anybody who wants to donate the printing or donate the shipping or donate the handling so that we can get this book out to people, but it needs to, and somebody needs to step up. Let me just show you. The American Gulag Chronicles, Letters from Prison. See if I can get that. See, yep. Letters from Prison.
Yep.
Look at these. Look, that's the flag that they drew in the prison and everybody signed it with their, like, Declaration of Independence. But look at this. Look, all these letters handwritten from these prisoners, the J6 detainees around the country. There's like 35 of the different guys' letters in here with pictures, artwork, their stories, and they're transposed or whatever, transcribed so you can read them, you know, some of their handwriting. But, man, these are the stories from the guys. It's about a year's worth of their stories, and it tells it from their perspective, their intent, what they were thinking, what they're thinking halfway, what they're thinking now, how they feel, how they've been abandoned, how they've been treated. And, you know, this is the thing, man. We can't get people to support, and, you know, the give, send, goes have, you know, dwindled away. People aren't the new
So where do they go to buy the book?
Couple of different places. StopHate.com, there's a link on there. Real easy. If you want to go straight to the order, it's AmericanGulagChronicles.com. Okay. If you want more information about the book before you order, go to J6PatriotNews.com.
Okay.
And, you know, there's links to all that stuff at StopHate.com. You can find it. But I just encourage people, it's $45. You need this on your coffee table. This is history, folks. This is what everybody needs, and all the proceeds go to help the guys. So it raises awareness.
Yep.
And it raises funds. That's what we need.
AmericanGulagChronicles.com. AmericanGulagChronicles.com. Get over there and pick that up and pray for Jeremy Brown. Jeremy right now is on trial. He's and they're working very hard to get as much evidence about what has really happened admitted and put on record as they possibly can. And of course, then the next thing is to get folks, you know, to cover it and to talk about it and to share what they are revealing. And we will continue to address those issues. And there's a site, AmericanGulag.com, by the way, that gives updates, regular updates about the things that are going on with regards to it. And I encourage you to follow that. And stay attuned and stay abreast and, you know, if you can afford, to give them $5, please do so. If you can't, at the very least, please pray for them, pray for their families, pray for their wives and their children that are struggling and left, you know, abandoned because of what's happened.
Hey, Patriot Mail Project is doing a great Christmas drive for the kids. These kids hadn't seen their dads in two Christmases now. A lot of these kids don't remember what dad looks like up close. You know, they had to pull the pictures out so they can remember what he actually looks like. It's a horrible situation. Second Christmas, PatriotMailProject.com has a great Christmas program. And we all work together, guys. Don't think that we don't. But, you know, it's all we can do. We need all the support we get. The stories need to be out there.
All right. We got to jump. End of our hour together. Thank you, David, so very much. Hour number two coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Neither products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.